Magdalena Olina Isaurina was born on December 12, 1897 in Banyoles, Girona, Spain, the daughter of a coal and wood dealer. She grew up surrounded by simple faith and service. From an early age, she joined her older sister in caring for the poor, a sister who would later enter Carmel as a nun. At 15, Magdalena discovered The Life of Gemma Galgani by Father Germanus Ruopolo. The biography of this young Italian mystic left a lasting mark. From then on, Gemma became a heavenly friend, and Magdalena's devotion deepened. In 1916, she organized a month of Marian devotions for local children and began a parish catechism group. Slowly, she felt a calling to religious life. But in 1921, at 24 years old, her path seemed cut short by a serious heart condition. Turning in prayer, she began a novena to Gemma, who was then only a servant of God. To the astonishment of doctors and family alike, Magdalena was miraculously cured. The cure confirmed a special bond with Saint Gemma, and word spread quickly. Visitors came, eager to hear of her healing. Not long after, she began receiving mystical visions of Saint Gemma Galgani, which she confided to a spiritual director. At times, she fell into ecstasy, and those nearby claimed to notice a mysterious fragrance whenever Gemma was said to appear. Her devotion never waned. Saint Gemma would appear to Magdalena and often guided her in spiritual and material matters. In 1922, Magdalena founded Casa Nostra, a home for women workers. 4 years later, she helped build a neighborhood church and launched a literacy program. By the early 1930s, several unmarried women joined her in Banyoles. In 1933, three of them professed private vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. The work grew quickly. In 1941, members of a group were sent to Navarre, where they formed the Pious Union of Parish Workers, today known as the Secular Institute of Parish Workers. Houses followed in Huesca, La Rioja, Valencia, and even Rome. In 1962, the Vatican formally approved the institute as an all-female secular institute, despite resistance from some Catalan dioceses. True to her devotion, Magdalena named Saint Gemma Galgani the patroness of the institute, placing Saint Gemma's image in its emblem and encouraging members to imitate her burning love for God. As with many founders, she faced misunderstanding and opposition, her own share of the cross. Magdalena Olina died on May 15, 1956, leaving behind a living legacy. Today, her institute remains active in Spain, Italy, and France, serving the poor, the elderly, and families, while promoting Christian life in the world. Venerable Magdalena Olina, pray for us.